This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
We're experiencing unexpected high call volume, so you might experience a longer wait time.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad Customer Care. This is Agent John. How can I help you today? Hello?
Good afternoon, Agent John. My name is Tarn. I'm giving a call from XP. I have an FMS number I need assistance with.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
All right. The FMS is 780-18109.
Okay. Give me just a moment to pull that up.
No problem.
Thank you. Boom, boom. All right, and the name on the order?
All right, this is for Doris Donovan.
And if you could confirm the delivery address for me, please.
All right, this has 6N356 Dunham Road, Wayne, Illinois.
All right, thank you, sir. Zip code 60184. Mm-hmm. And then for that phone number, I'm showing 708-601-7001.
Yes.
All right. And how can we help you today?
All right, so the tech just called and advised me. He already told the customer that he was going to run late. I guess she was already a little agitated. He called directly. By the time he got there, he went in and tried to put in the washer and dryer. But he advised me that the washer and dryer is too big for her basement doors because that's where the washer and dryer is going. And the customer asked, what do he recommend? He told her he recommended her to get smaller units so that way she wouldn't have to make adjustment to her doors. Mm-hmm. She got very upset and basically hostile. If I'm not mistaken, they're still at the customer home because I heard her in the background like being very upset about that.
Okay. All right. Let me put you on hold real quick and give them a call. I can talk to them and hopefully calm them down, especially if your tech is still there.
Right.
So I'll be right back.
Okay.
If we get disconnected, is there a number I can call that will get back to you?
I don't have a direct number that'll get
back
to me.
Yeah, y'all are like us.
Yeah, but I'm no problem. I can hold.
Okay. All right.
Number.
All right. Well, I'll be back as quick as I can.
Okay.
All right. So I called the number and I got the voicemail. Can you check with your technician and see if they can let the client know that I am trying to give them a call? Hello, are you still with me?
All right, I'm still here. I can actually
Oh,
add
okay.
him to the line. I won't be able to like just switch over because you know they got that they don't we don't have the
Okay.
access.
Yeah,
So give me one
if you can
moment.
merge the calls out, that's fine too.
All right, Mr. Mike, are you still there?
Yeah.
All right, I added you to the line with the DOD. He tried to reach out to the customer. The customer didn't answer.
Yeah,
He
she
just
says she's not. Is the DOD rep on the phone?
yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, she's standing right here next to me, chewing me out because of the mistake that Best Buy made. And she said that she told Best Buy her doorway to her basement is only 27 inches, and they told her that these were the best items to get down in the basement. And either I don't know who they sent or who did read compared the measurements, but 27, if you got 27, a doorway that's 27 and a washer that's 28, it's not
Ain't
gonna
gonna
happen.
fit. Yeah.
Like I don't know where they learned their math or where they went to school, but a 28 is not gonna fit through a 27 inch doorway. And I'm getting chewed out and I'm biting my tongue and I haven't
Right.
left,
Well,
so I won't be rude. Because
right.
I'm
I
getting
appreciate
like I'm
that.
really getting chewed out, and I haven't left because I don't want to be rude. I'm trying to
Right.
be
And that's
respectful to the
not
lady,
your
but
fault, you know.
so she doesn't want to
Can
get her
you?
phone. So if you want to talk to her on my phone, you're more than happy to.
Okay. All right, sir.
Who are you?
My name is John, and I'm with Best Buy. I am a customer service representative with our large product and fulfillment resolution team.
It's really loud, sorry, speaker. Okay. Okay, so I came in like 10 days ago and bought this washer and dryer, and these wonderful guys are here to deliver it, and I was misunderstood about the measurement. So they can't get it down to the basement.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Oh, go ahead.
I'm not happy. I've waited all day to try to get this delivered. These guys have had 10 deliveries today, I understand. So they're ready for the end of their day. But I don't understand why you can't get the washer and dryer in the basement.
Well, ma'am,
So you tell
I mean, if the machines are bigger than the doorway, then you know that they're not gonna be able to fit them through.
I gave measurements when I went to Best Buy.
Well, let me pull up the units real quick, ma'am. But you know what it boils down to is, you know, if they won't fit, they won't fit, and we'll have to reschedule with different units.
Obviously. I paid
That's kind
$1,500. I want
of.
this rescheduled and I want it to fit. And I want these guys sitting here trying to, the end of their day, trying to install this.
Yes, ma'am, certainly. Yeah. So we will have to look and see if we can find you some units that have a smaller width on them, because it's gonna if the width is 27 inches, then they're gonna need to be you know, smaller than that 27 inches for them to be able to fit through the door.
You need to be quiet. These wonderful men, I want them to measure right now and see what I have to do for the measurement for the next order.
Okay. All right. And
Does that work for you?
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit there, ma'am.
28 inches, right? Is that what you said? I'm sorry. 27. Oh, I thought it was 28. So 27, you said. So we're gonna measure it. We're gonna reorder, and I spent $1,500, and I want a rebate at Best Buy.
Okay, ma'am. So we can do that one of two ways. If you're going to reselect units to different units, then we can make that adjustment on the order. If you are wanting us to cancel this order and refund your money before you look any further, we can also do that.
I would cancel it right now.
Okay, so you do want this.
And I'm hoping these men would help me remeasure, and so we get
okay.
it right the next
time. Right. Okay. Well, so this order, it will have to update before I can cancel it. I'm sorry, ma'am. You're breaking up really bad.
I'm hearing you pretty good.
Yeah. Unfortunately for me, I'm hearing like crackles, and then like I'll get part of a word, and then it'll be I'm not getting the rest of it. Were you asking how much your order total was?
It was $1,500. I would like to cancel the order, and I was hopefully these men would remeasure the door measurement so that I can get it reordered.
Okay. All right. So I will have to wait for the order to update before I can cancel it. It should update by overnight tonight, and we should be able to cancel it tomorrow.
It shows they disconnected.
Oh, did they disconnect? Okay. Well, I will try and call her back.
Do you want me to try to...
If you want to try and get a hold of the technician, because really I just really need to speak to him, and just if he will just measure that for her in front of her, so that way, you know, she can be confident in what he's telling her.
Okay, let's see if it give me access to do that. Oh, it's not showing to give me access to do that, but what I can do, I can provide you with the number and while I'm holding on the line. Because it won't let me add another call. Since it's like a conference, it won't let me go back in and do it.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, go ahead.
All right, it's 312.
312.
383.
383.
3264.
3264. And what was the technician's name?
His name was Mike.
Mike, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me put you on hold real quick, and I'll try and give him a call.
No problem.
All right, thank you. All right. I did speak with Mike and gave him the case ID. I can give it to you as well if you'd like it.
All righty. I would like it. I'm ready for it.
Okay. It is 287-013-665.
All right. So we have 287-013-665.
Yeah. And that was 287 at the beginning?
Mm-hmm. 287.
Okay.
013-665.
Okay, yep, that's it.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Mr. John, for assisting me here at XPL.
Uh-huh.
You have a wonderful night. Be safe.
No problem. Thanks for calling and letting us know.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.